morning. My name is Claire Kelly. Talitha and I collaborated on the Christmas pageant this year. She did the script, I chose the music, and we worked together to wrangle the children. For those of you who have not experienced MPC Christmas pageants before, you should know that we alter every other year from a traditional pageant with Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, and shepherds and magi, and a stable, to something a little different. Given that last year I was up here dressed in all purple as a magi, and singing Emmylou Harris's country touched song, Light of the Stable, that means that this year we're replacing Joseph with a woman named Josefina. So Jesus has two mommies, and they're finding shelter in a garage. The kids have worked very hard over the past few weeks, and if there are any silent times, please don't think of them as an awkward silence, but as more of a thoughtful pause. We ask that you please save all of your applause for the end and join in our first song, Born in the Night, Mary's Child, and our last hymn, Joy to the World. Now I invite you all to sit back and enjoy as the kids show you how the meaning of Christmas must be something more and how every character's heart prepares Jesus' room. Thank you.
We're very far away from our home. We had no choice. We had to leave. We've been walking for days and days, and we just need somewhere to stop and rest. Do you have room?
Oh, how sad for you, but I'm afraid we're much too busy.
Christmas is such a busy time of year, you know.
Just today, we had 12 friends visiting, 11 relatives calling, 10 strings of light to untangle, 9 boxes of presents to wrap, 8 reindeer to put on the lawn, 7 boxes of ornaments to put on the tree. 6 ciders, 6 gallons of ciders, 5 super sales to shop, 4 calling friends. shortage of Christmas trees.
What would Christmas be without these things?
Anyway, we just don't have room for you. Good luck.
Can you help us? We're very far away from our home. We had no choice. We had to leave. We've been walking for days and days, and we just need somewhere to stop and rest. Do you have room?
Oh, how sad for you, but I'm afraid we're just about to leave for our vacation.
We just love going away for Christmas, and this year it's Hawaii. We just can't wait to strum Christmas carols on our ukuleles as we sit on the beach and just relax.
That's the point of Christmas, I say, just getting away and relaxing.
Well, we gotta go or we'll miss our flight. Good luck.
Thank you.
no choice. We had to leave. We've been walking for days and days, and we just need somewhere to stop and rest. Do you have room?
Oh, I get you, man. I really do. See, because I've been walking days for days and days, too. I work retail, you see. I've been working nonstop since Thanksgiving, up and down the aisles like a madman, stocking and restocking, and just for minimum wage. Christmas season is the worst. Well, I'll see if I can help you. I've got an Airbnb in my empty bedroom and a couch surfer in the living room. But, oh, I know, you could sleep in the garage, but we have a lot of strays in there, so are you fine with that?
It's better than nothing, thank you.
Okay, I got a couple of towels and blankets, so yeah.
Brought a great light to the people in darkness. This must be the child they said would be the light of the world.
This must be Emmanuel, God with us, who will bring down the mighty from their throne and lift up the lowly, who will fill the hungry with good things and send the rich away empty. This must be God coming to us. Let's make room to welcome him.
I'm not even sure what I think even now, but I was working a late shift at the store and they were playing Christmas carols, and I kept hearing these lines and they started to make sense. And I realized that if Jesus were born today, this is how it was. No place to stay, no room at an inn, anywhere his parents went, nobody paying attention at all. Away in a manger or maybe a garage, no crib for a bed. It's like God finds a way to come to our world, whether we're ready or not. It blew my mind, man.
We have to leave again. We aren't safe here, but we will have to go home by another route. It may be dangerous, but we know God will be with us.